Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A very radio station thing happened to Jerry's headset jack, where someone broke something inside of it and then alerted nobody about it. And then when we showed up to do a morning drive show in Market One, we can't plug in our headphones.
Right.
Isn't that just a great thing?
Well, it's a good thing that there's four setups here.
Right. So your headphones, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, it looks like someone is tugging you away. It's because you've plugged your headsets in all the way to my left.
Yeah.
So
I can't move very much.
It's just this big, long cord that you can follow. If you'd like to play at home, you can follow it all the way over here. Because here in Market One, we can't have functional headphone jacks. Because someone snapped off their thing in there, and now it doesn't even work.
There you go, Eddie. Snapped off
and
their thing.
And likely didn't say anything.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just like, oh, we'll leave this for the next person.
Or they said something and no one did anything about it.
There's a zoom in on CBS Sports Network. Yes, that's
wonderful. If it was Boomer.
No. Because someone else came in here. CMB does their show from in here. So, and someone sits there. I don't know what you're talking about. It was fine when I left. 877-337. Are the Jets going to make the playoffs? All right, so we've got CeeLo here. And what happened to your why don't you wear long sleeves if
because
you don't want me to
August,
talk about
that's
it?
That's why.
It's always cold in here.
It's not that
what
cold.
Mean, here we go.
And I'm in here for one segment.
You got a teal wrap
that's
around your
I had.
Forearm.
That's
go,
all I had
are you
left.
Cespedes?
No.
What is it then?
I have poison ivy.
Oh,
Jesus.
He's either sick, poison
all
ivy,
right,
the croup.
Calm down.
He's got diseases that we thought didn't exist since the 50s.
Right.
Gee, let me ask you a question. Did you get sick on vacation?
No, I didn't.
Okay, there
but
you
I,
go.
But I was very paranoid the first day.
Come on.
So much so that I was telling everybody because I was a little bit congested. I wasn't feeling right.
Really?
And I was like, oh, man, this
it's
guy.
In your head.
I was like, this guy got me sick. I can't believe it.
And you talked yourself into snot.
I did, basically, yes. I talked myself right into the world of mucus.
Yeah.
And then I woke up the next day and I was fine. It
I'm
was
still
great.
Coughing, by the way. So you're fine and I'm still coughing. And now I got poison ivy.
But I love you who comes in here, right?
Yeah.
You're wrapped. You couldn't pick like a normal car.
No. I didn't pick it. This is what I had in my house.
Well,
you understand?
Whatever. But then you wrap up your entire
Would you
arm.
Rather I just you, walk in here with, you know, my flaming
no,
poison, red poison
no,
ivy
but,
rash?
But if you don't want us to bring it up, then wear long sleeves. Because the second you walk in, I bring it up. Of course
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I would go with the long sleeves.
I'm not really
go,
surprised.
And then you go, here we go.
Yeah. Because it took you like 10 seconds, that's
like,
why. It's the first thing
because you have a cespedous-looking band on.
I mean, that's not normal.
It stands out.
Listen, here's the deal. We'll get it out of the way nice and short, all right? I have... all right.
You have what?
I always forget the name of it. It's a skin condition, like a dry skin thing
eczema.
Where it cracks. Thank you, eczema.
Okay.
So when I play softball or whatever,
too.
Not eczema. Yeah, I got a lot of problems.
Next week we'll find out he's got the measles.
Right, exactly.
Consumption.
So I buy
leprosy.
At CVS or Walgreens, you can buy cheap these little, like they're, you know, the tape sticks to the tape, not instead of your skin.
Right.
So it doesn't really harm your cracked, damaged skin.
Gotcha.
So I buy it cheap. It comes in black and teal. I use the black first because it's a normal color.
And then you ran out of black.
I ran out of black. This is what I had left.
All right. So if you just with the long sleeves, we never would have known.
It's August. I'm not
like
wearing
long
sleeves.
You'd come in here with a beekeeper suit, and then I'd bring it up and
go,
here we go. You couldn't wait till next segment?
It's funny you mentioned beekeeper. So I got this poison ivy because I did about 16 hours of yard work last week getting ready for a house party we had after we baptized our new baby, right? So in the midst of doing all this yard work, I discovered not only do I have regular bees hidden in the ground in my front yard, but in the backyard, we have these massive wasps that look like they would kill you.
Oh,
so I freaked out.
I think I know what they are.
Do you?
Are they?
I'll be very impressed.
The cicada killer wasps?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
I've never heard
of this.
You ever seen these?
Dude,
I don't think
insane.
So.
Jerry, they
a
dig
a cicada
hole.
Killer wasp?
First of all, they dig. They don't. There's no hive above ground.
Buzz?
They dig
no
holes.
Buzz.
they lots dig holes in your grass.
And you just
I have mounds of dirt in my backyard. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
So I go out there, and these things are they're huge.
Yeah,
they're flying all over the place.
These. I have seen
And I was like, I got to do something about this. I'm having people over Sunday in my backyard. So I called my brother-in-law because he's into insects and he knows all this stuff. And he's like, dude, don't worry about it. They won't bother you. Because I put out all kinds. I put out soda that's supposed to attract. He goes, they're fine.
Nah,
he goes, you know what they do? They go and they hunt the cicadas. And as he's telling me this, I watch not one, but two of these giant wasps. I'm on the phone carrying the cicada underground.
Freaks you out,
it's
right?
It's insane.
Freaks you out. And they also dig underground because when the cicadas are not out, they're underground. So they dig underground and find them that way, too. It's nuts.
It's wild.
Yeah. And if you ever see one of those things carrying a cicada, flying with it,
it's insane.
You think that the world is ending.
Yeah, you're like, if that thing touches, I'm going to die.
Not dangerous to humans.
Right, yeah, but you wouldn't know, if you didn't know what they were, they looked like killers.
Well, they say, the one thing, because I read a lot about this, because they overtook my house last summer.
Your house or outside?
No, outside. Okay, outside my yard. Yeah, not inside my house.
Flying around inside.
Right, they moved in, to the guest bedroom. No, they, but I did some research on it. If it gets caught in your clothing, though, like if they somehow get, then they'll freak out.
Yeah,
they'll freak out and then they'll start eating you. But but you don't, you just, they're not interested in you.
Right. Or your soda or your traps. Right. They just want to kill the cicadas and take them underneath because apparently they like
nature.
The cicadas
man.
Thing makes the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're only for a certain part of the season, the summer when it gets hot and humid out. You hear them, So that'd be the ones they hear them flying.
Not a lot of crickets this summer.
All right.
That seems weird.
I guess.
Have you noticed that?
I have not. Nah. I wasn't really thinking much about
it. I've seen a bunch of them.
I've been dealing with poison ivy and cicada killers, and I got ants. I got all kinds of stuff.
I got wild turkeys in my yard now.
We had a tree branch come down in one of these storms, damaged my fence, so I got the deer coming in the backyard now. I got a lot of problems.
Deer everywhere.
A lot of problems.
Too many deer.
Yeah.
All right, CeeLo, what do you got over there other
Let's
than
talk
poison
about,
ivy?
Yeah, interesting, you know, notable sports stuff. Okay. Yeah. Brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at a affordable prices. These Yankee bats are so hot, poor Susan can barely even get a word in these days.
So, John, DJ LeMahieu was hitting 335 at home.
Pitch is hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Another home run for Gio Urshela. Gio Urshela, the most happy fella. No, he's the most happy fella.
I think John might be the most happy fella. That was John and Susan here on The Fan.
Good night to the old lady whispering, hush.
Oh, man. Not very smooth on Goodnight Moon there. I'm not sure I could have him read that to my three-year-old. The second Yankee third baseman with back-to-back multi-homer games. The other, Greg Nettles, back in, I think, 1974. Not A-Rod, surprisingly. And he has gone deep five times in the last three games. Couple of two-run shots last night. That one gave the Yanks a 5-0 lead in the third. It was 8-0 by the end of the inning as Mike Talkman added a two-run shot after a Cameron Maben RBI single. Yanks put on the double up the Blue Jays in Toronto, 12-6. Their ninth straight win. Urshela, Maben, LeMahieu, all with three hits apiece. Urshela and Talkman, four RBIs each. They have arrived for manager Aaron Boone.
They've been impact players for us, and you know they do it on both sides of the ball.
How about 27 homers and 99 RBIs between the two, and
not terrible.
485 at bats. Excellent production. Talkman batting .417 so far this month.
Do you feel like you're in the zone in the batter's box?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just as an offense, we're kind of in the zone right now.
Very much so. Three more homers. That gives them 19 in their last four games. It's the most by any team in a four-game span in MLB history. Domingo Germán, shutout ball through four innings. Ran into some trouble in the fifth, though. Still got 15 outs for his 15th win. Boone not surprised that he fizzled out a little bit.
Overall, his stuff was probably a little bit flat tonight, and it kind of caught up with him there in that fifth inning, and they put some good swings on him.
Luis Sessa, three innings of one-run ball, credited with the save. Austin Romine caught it.
Sessa keeps doing what he's been doing. Every time he comes in, he gives us length where we need it, and he's been pitching his butt off all year.
So I want to apologize on the air. I'm a man of accountability. I despised Luis Sessa, and when the Yankees were having some roster issues earlier in the year, I forget who was coming back from injury, and I was just like, why? Oh, it was when, who was coming back?
Stanton. Right?
Wasn't it Stanton or Judge, maybe? And I said, why don't we get rid of Cameron Maben? Get rid of Luis Sessa. Well, he has carved out a nice role for himself. One earned run or less in each of his last 10 appearances. So he's doing good work out of the bullpen. The Yanks really just a well-oiled machine at this point. They'll go for a 10th straight win tonight.
You're a Yankee fan.
Yes,
are you almost bored by it?
No, I'm not. If it were the main guys that were doing this, maybe I would be a little bit. But watching this, like Urshela hitting the three hole last night.
Like at this point?
I mean, yes and no.
As crazy as that sounds.
Yes and no. You expect it because they've just been on this run and it's fun. Like you look at that lineup last night or yesterday afternoon when I saw it and I'm reading it. And I'm like, Urshela in the three hole, Talkman batting five, I think it was. I'm like, they'll go for 10 runs. And they scored 12.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So no, it's fun to watch right now just because of the names that are getting it done. So J-Hap will face his former team. He's opposed by someone named Sean Reed Foley, not familiar with his work. I think he's a big 23-year-old, so we'll see what the Yankees do to him tonight. Pre-game coverage underway here on the Fan 625.
And CBS Sports Network just showed the Bichette home run last night.
I was just about to get to that.
My
yes.
God.
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting, what, unreal. 408?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's legit, and he got the double in the ninth. First player in the modern era to double in nine straight games, and he did have that two-run homer in just his 11th career game. The Rays were idle. They're now 10.5 back, 11 on the loss side. Red Sox shut out the Angels 3-0. Vintage Chris Sale, 13 Ks. He had the fastball in the upper 90s, kind of turned back the clock a little bit there. Boston, though, put David Price on the IL. He's got a cyst in his left wrist. He needed a cortisone shot. Mets back to work tonight, trying to stay hot. As we know, the competition will ramp up now. Nationals come to town for three. They are currently sitting in that top wild card spot. They are 2.5 games clear of the Mets, who are a half game behind the Brewers for the second wild card berth. Mickey Callaway pumped.
We got Stroman, Syndergaard, and DeGrom going. It's going to be a battle royale at Citi Field, and I can't wait to see our fans.
Battle royale. Yeah, I like it, man. The Mets are fired up.
Let's go.
I mean, Brody's tweeting out stuff. Mickey Callaway's saying battle royale.
Alonzo.
Alonzo with his LFGM. I mean, this is going to be.
Slay the Giant.
Yeah, this is going to be a big deal, man. I'm telling you.
By the way.
Slaying the Giant would be the Dodgers.
Yes. Which, speaking of which, Mike Puma yesterday had a quote from a National League, I believe talent evaluator was how he termed it, that he said the Nationals field the best team talent-wise in the league. But if you had to pick one team to go to the World Series right now out of the National League, it was the Mets. And I'm like, okay.
Really?
Are the Dodgers just like chopped liver now? We're just going to completely discount them? So again, that's one guy. It's an unnamed
source.
Apparently
Joe Madden was really, really high on the Mets,
too. The pitching, if they get
just
in.
Just talking about it. No, I know, but talking about offensively, he said we know about the pitching, but it's really that lineup.
Well, Alonzo and McNeil just starting there.
Yeah. And Conforto, if they're going to be hot and produce, you know, certainly. By the way, that was Callaway with Evan and JJ Wednesday. He was on, Callaway was on Sirius XM yesterday on MLB Network Radio. I only bring this up because I hadn't heard this story anywhere, so I apologize if he's told it. But he said he felt the turning point for them, more so off the field, was I guess Wilson Ramos had a boy not too long ago, and they had some sort of impromptu party for him in a hotel bar on a road trip. And apparently a bunch of the guys got up and spoke about where they, it was some big bonding moment. I found interesting that he pinpointed that event as sort of, a galvanizing thing for the team. And it was after that point that they started to play better baseball.
Yeah, I think for me, it was seeing the White Sox, Pirates, and Marlins on the schedule.
A little bit. But
in a row.
Look what the Marlins did to the Braves last night. They beat them up 9-2. So you never know. That's baseball, right? So you've got Citi Field debut for Marcus Stroman tonight. Steven Strasburg gets the ball for the Nats. First pitch, 7:10, WCBS 880. The Mets did sign Brad Brock yesterday. Veteran reliever, former All-Star with the Orioles. He was just released by the Cubs Tuesday.
It's like nine teams were in on him, and he wanted to come home because he's a Jersey guy. Yeah,
I played against him in high school.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir.
How'd you do?
He was in my division. I had a couple hits off of him.
Oh,
but I will say, at the time, he was a good pitcher, a good high school pitcher, but he was a skinny guy. He hadn't filled out. He went to Monmouth, hit the weights, and all of a sudden was throwing 95, 96.
Mets just signed a guy that CeeLo got a couple of hits
off of. That's right. Played at Friel Township High School in the Shore
it's
Conference.
Really improved the bullpen.
Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman.
How long did it take you to write those lyrics?
About a day and a half.
Oh, my goodness. A couple of quick out-of-towners. Madison Bumgarner and the Giants. One hit the Phillies in a 5-0 shutout. Cubs beat up the Reds 12-5. Chicago now takes a 3.5 game lead atop the NL Central. Mentioned the Marlins beat the Braves. American League Indians bested the Twins 7-5. Nelson Cruz had to leave that game with a strained wrist for Minnesota. Tigers over the Royals 10-8. Jordy Mercer with a walk-off 2-run homer. Now to the Snoopy Bowl and before the rain, thunder, and lightning. I believe the trophy is, that's what it's.
No. All right. Yeah, no, I guess.
They,
sure.
I mean, they give out a trophy. It has a name.
Preseason. So. But yeah, okay, go ahead.
All right. So before the storm arrived, the young quarterbacks for both teams looking pretty good.
Double receivers left and Fowler to the right. Back to throw. First and 10 from the 12 to the end zone. Right corner. Touchdown. Welcome to the NFL. Daniel Jones as he hits Benny Fowler.
That's Paul Dottino here on the fan. It's 12-yard TD pass. Yeah.
He's not calling bowling for the NEC anymore. He's doing a Giants-Jets game.
12-yard TD pass to cap an 8-play, 79-yard drive in which the kid went 5 of 5, 67 yards in that score. Sam Darnold also led a touchdown drive in his only series, 4 of 5, 68 yards, 3-yard TD toss to his new buddy Jamison Crowder. Giants went on to beat the Jets 31-22. Pat Shurmur stating the obvious on his rookie quarterback.
Got all completions and got us in the end zone, so that was a very effective drive. So did a good job.
He's got to keep the kid grounded, though.
He had a couple mistakes in there that we'll clean up, but I guess to the naked eye, it was a good job.
So naturally, the media wanted to know what the mistakes were.
Pat Shurmur!
Throw 5-for-5 and lead the team right down the field like that.
Well, he didn't motion the tight end across on the first play. Those type of things. Things that we see.
Because we're the experts and you're not. So he had to remind everyone of that last night, which was good. Yeah. Eli Manning, 3 and out in his lone series. He had good numbers for Alex Tanning, Kyle Lauletta in mop-up duty. Rookie corner Corey Ballantyne, 1 of 2 INTs thrown by former Giant Davis Webb. Babylon product Jake Carlock had the other. He took it 59 yards to the house for a pick six, and there was a huge celebration on the sidelines after that. Apparently, he is a locker room favorite already. Meantime, here's Darnold on his brief work with the Jets' first team offense.
It was fun out there for that first drive, and hopefully gave Jets fans a little taste of what this season is going to be like.
And that, of course, was without Le'Veon Bell on the field. He sat, among others, as did Saquon Barkley, Evan Ingram, and Sterling Shepard for the Giants. Back to Darnold's work, Adam Gase psyched about what he saw from his second-year QB.
His sideline demeanor and his on-the-field demeanor are they're awesome.
And, of course, the sideline demeanor for Gase was a little, Gary, you saw it by now?
Yes, I've seen it.
If you really do the slow-mo, it's even more disturbing.
Of course. Make him look as stupid as we can.
That's what happens when you don't sleep, right? That's what you need.
So, yeah, he doesn't sleep. He's smelling salts. It's all sorts of stuff that he does, but... Hey, I think it's great that he's nuts.
Yeah, it amazes me with a lot of football coaches that don't sleep. And we've heard all the stories about guys sleeping in their office, sleeping 2 hours, getting up and getting back to work and blah, 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 blah. Everything we find out is, sleep deprivation kills your brain.
Sure.
And all these guys are sleep deprived and they're football related. They're the smartest guys in the field.
No, I know. I mean, maybe the off season helps them somehow. They're able to recharge.
I don't know.
You're right, though. I mean, you need to find a way to sleep. And Adam Gase does not look like a guy. He sleeps more than an hour a night. Like he's upright.
His wife said in the article, he usually gets home at 2, and he's up going back to work at 6.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's kind of how you live life, right?
Not that bad.
I mean, that's really bad. And that's every day, too. That's including the weekends,
right.
I'm sure.
They said in the article that he avoids taking days off when there's not a lot going on. So, I don't know. Some nice pictures of his happy family. I've seen a couple of these videos Janae Coakley from SNY has done with he and Joe Douglas where he talks about, I've got kids, we go to the movies, we watch this, we watch that. So he has some sort of home life.
It's funny you bring that up because I was telling Al the other day, I watched this documentary on Barry Switzer.
I heard about this. Yeah.
We always talk about what these NFL coaches or even Major League coaches too, hockey coaches, what they give up and what cost for the fame and for the job and the money and all that. And they had in one part of this documentary, Switzer's walking with the media and they asked him about, why do this? Why come back and coach the Cowboys when you're the god of Oklahoma? You could just sit there in Norman and enjoy life. And he starts to talk about it. He goes, this year I was actually planning for the first time to watch my son. He's going into high school, play some high school football. He goes, that's out. And the reporter's like, do you regret that? Does that bother you? He goes, well, I guess you got to give up something to get something.
Wow.
It's like, well, you've already probably missed your kid's entire childhood because what you were doing before. And now you're all set to actually start watching him and supporting him. And nope, you're out again.
Yeah.
It's just a lot that they don't see.
Very cutthroat. And
it is. Yeah.
Gase's wife in the article was very matter of fact about that episode where he basically left right after the kid was born. And I'm thinking, well, she probably gets it because it's Joe Vid's daughter. So she grew up with a father who was an NFL coach. She's used to it.
That's probably fair.
Doesn't seem odd for her. You know, she knows what she signed up for. Issue for the Jets, Chandler Catanzaro, a couple of missed extra points. You would expect them to bring in some competition at the kicking spot in the next couple of days. A couple of from Other performances from around the league. First overall pick, Kyler Murray, 6 of 7, 44 yards in a Cardinals win over the Chargers. He played one series. Patriots rookie Jared Stidham, just what the Pats need, another quarterback who can play. 14 of 24, 179 yards and a score as New England.
How small Kyler Murray is.
Hammered.
I'm sorry.
He's tiny.
I mean, we knew how small he was watching him in college.
He looks like a child out there.
Yeah, he looks even smaller now. It's just, this is the first highlights I'm seeing of him on CBS Sports Network right now. It's crazy. I mean, that dude's like a legit 5'8". It's unreal. They better protect him. He's going to get killed out there if he runs around too much.
In that Pats-Lions game, former Jet wideout Jermaine Kearse injured on the initial drive, reportedly suffered a broken left leg. Apparently, some ankle damage
too.
As well. Yeah, so it's serious. Probably needs surgery, and you would expect his season to be over already. Dwayne Haskins struggled for the Redskins. 8 of 14, 117 yards, but a couple of interceptions in a 20-point loss to the Browns. Some other notes from around the league. 49ers rookie Nick Bosa out for at least the remainder of the preseason. A bad ankle sprain suffered the other day, and they're supposed starting running back Jerick McKinnon, who's coming back from a torn ACL just 2 days off the PUP list, needed a PRP injection, so he's going to be out a couple weeks. Duke Johnson was traded to the Texans from the Browns for a conditional fourth-round pick. Northern Trust first round, Troy Merritt, 9 under par, one shot clear of Dustin Johnson. Tiger Woods did not blister the course. 4 over 75, tied for the second worst
Tiger
score.
Was 4 over through, I think, 6 holes. He got off to just a hard start and could never find his way.
Couldn't hit a wedge for his life. And maybe he felt the pressure of Jeff McNeil being there to watch him.
Yeah, it's probably what it was.
I saw that video with Justine Ward, I think, right? And Tiger walks behind them at one point. Yes. But then there's footage of McNeil. He's just like walking around.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like no one knows who he is. Well, he's just there watching golf.
They didn't let fans on until 10 a.m. yesterday because they had damage from the
storm.
But
the video I saw was after the fans had been let in. And he's just walking amongst them and no one seems to know who he is.
The flying squirrel.
Yeah, right. I guess you have a hat and he was a college golfer. Yeah, that's what he wanted to do
wanted
for
to be
a living.
Golfer.
My bad. Sorry. Yeah.
That's how he kind of fell into baseball. He's betting .339.
Yeah.
Not bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.